You're listening to Archer Radio.
If you're looking for work, I suggest you get in here pronto.
Well, since we're going to be working together, I reckon it's time we start drinking together.
Woo-wee! Yeah!
Business but ours.
Do you know somebody named Jack?
We was fishing buddies.
You know, it could be like this, just like this, always.
This thing grabs hold of us in the wrong place, and we're dead.
The boys sure found a way to make the time pass up there.
You don't go up there to fish.
You don't know nothing about her.
You have no idea how bad it gets.
If you can't fix it, you gotta stand it.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queer cast on the internet. Today is, I'm recording this on Tuesday, December 13th, 2005. And you just heard the movie trailer for Brokeback Mountain, which is getting a lot of press and a lot of hype this week because it opened last week on Friday the 9th. To a select number of theaters, but it's going to open wide release on the 16th. And I've been seeing a lot on the news about it, and not just the news, but other shows. And I thought I would play some clips and just talk briefly about Brokeback Mountain. And today being Tuesday the 13th, I'm sure you already heard, for at least for those of you who are interested in the movie, that the Golden Globe nominations came out, and Brokeback Mountain got 7 nominations. Actually, there's a little article here that I want to read that I found on CBSNews.com, and it says, the cowboy romance Brokeback Mountain led Golden Globe contenders Tuesday with 7 nominations, but left actor Jake Gyllenhaal out in the cold. Ang Lee's cowboy movie was nominated for Best Dramatic Picture and honors for actors Heath Ledger and Michelle Williams, and director Lee, positioning itself as a key Academy Awards competitor. So it looks like that Brokeback Mountain will be getting some nominations for the Oscars, which I'm sure it will. It's amazing that such a publicly gay movie is getting this much attention, but I guess it's really a good movie. I have yet to see it, and I'm actually hoping that the boyfriend and I will get to see it this coming weekend, because we're going to have some time, because we were planning to see a movie last weekend but never did see a movie, so we'll see about that. Anyway, I did want to play a clip from ABC News that was on Friday night, last Friday night, and just listen to this. So hold on a second and listen to this ABC News clip.
One of the year's most anticipated movies opened today to rave reviews, talk of an Academy Award, and a lot of questions about whether many Americans will go see it. Brokeback Mountain is about two cowboys who fall in love with each other. As the Wall Street Journal put it this morning, is America ready for the Marlboro men who love men? Here's ABC's Dan Harris.
What if you and me had a little ranch somewhere, a little cow and calf operation? It'd be a sweet life.
In an apt play on words, the director of Brokeback Mountain, the first gay cowboy movie, has called it, quote, the final frontier. Set in Wyoming in the 1960s and 70s, the movie is about two ranch hands who wrestle with the consequences of a forbidden love.
You don't go up there to fish.
You don't know nothing about her.
There have been other major movies about gays, The Birdcage and Philadelphia, for example.
You gonna do this again next summer?
But this is the first serious drama with two A-list actors, Heath Ledger and Jake Gyllenhaal, in romantic leads.
Today, of course, that is quite historic. I think when we look back 20 or 30 years from now, it will be just one of many stories that are told in a very compelling way.
While one Christian conservative group has put out a statement accusing the film of quote-unquote promoting homosexuality, Brokeback Mountain has not yet touched off any major controversy. The real question at this point seems to be, can the movie draw a wide audience?
Action.
Yes, say people involved with the movie, despite what some might view as an explicit love scene.
The universal story of it all affects so many different people, and to me, what's important is that it's a beautiful story.
You know, it could be like this, just like this, always.
Others disagree, pointing out that most popular movies and TV shows with gay characters leave out sex.
This is going to be a very tough movie to sell because the main audience for cowboy movies is supposed to be guys, but for most American guys who are not gay, there's an ew factor to the idea of Jake Gyllenhaal and Heath Ledger getting too up close and personal on screen.
The Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation has said this movie might actually transform mainstream audiences. It will surely test them and perhaps tell us a lot about society's acceptance of gays. Dan Harris, ABC News, New York.
So that was the ABC News clip from Friday night, and I think that Michael Medved is, because he's a conservative movie critic guy, that I don't think he was right by saying it's going to be a hard movie to sell. I think there's going to be a lot of people wanting to see this movie because it's getting a lot of hype, and it's a great story, you know, and I really don't know all that much about it, but I'm really looking forward to it simply because it's got, you know, two leading actors playing a gay love story, and I am a sucker for gay love stories. Now, on Saturday night, there were two things about Brokeback Mountain on Saturday Night Live. One was a skit where they totally, not really spoofed it, but they created their own skit about these gold miners in California. Anyway, I did record that clip too, so I want to play that. And then right after that, I'll go ahead and play the other clip, is from the SNL Weekend Update with Tina Fey. She told a joke about Brokeback Mountain, so I'm going to play those two clips right in a row. So let's listen to those.
In a time when the Old West was untamed, two prospectors set out to find gold.
The Dragonet Ridge!
You're dead gum right we will.
But what they found was so much more.
I like your smile.
I like the way you make me smile.
Some treasures are found on the surface.
Looky here, have I found gold?
No, but maybe I have.
There are some lies we have to tell.
You fellas have been up here for a long 3 months, and everybody knows there ain't no gold in these parts.
Well, maybe we're digging for something more precious than gold.
Honey, breakfast is ready.
And some truths we can't deny.
I've hiked 5 hours up the trail to see if you boys needed any company. I know you must be lonely.
Nope, we're good. Nice seeing you, though. Run along.
Well, I sure am tired. Can I just stay the night? I could keep you both warm.
Good Gertie Murdy woman, are you deaf? We're not interested. We've got something you'll never understand.
What, you got another woman up here?
No.
Starring Gabby Hickok in a controversial and courageous performance.
Dad dubbit, I wish I could quit you. I wish I could quit you.
And introducing Gabby Wade Tomlinson.
We ain't found a Dagburn thing.
So why do I feel like the richest man in the world?
This season, dare to let the whiskers of two old prospectors touch you in a special way. Brokeback Goldmine. See the film everyone is talking about.
What in John Nation are you doing under there?
Just prospecting.
Oh, you.
The movie Brokeback Mountain opened this week. Yes, the movie is making history as the first Western ever where the good guys get it in the end. Now, yes. Let me tell you this, that joke was sent to me by my 72-year-old father, Don Fay. That is true. And he will get $100. Thanks, Don. Thank you.
So those were the two clips from Saturday Night Live. I think those are funny. The guy was on Saturday Night Live was Alec Baldwin, and he does a good job of playing a gay guy. And I can't remember who the other guy was. But then I also loved that little joke from Tina Fey. It was great. So Brokeback Mountain is out there, and it's getting a lot of press. Finally, the final clip that I have is from CBS Sunday Morning, the Sunday Morning show. I forget the guy's name. I have no idea what his name is, but he reviews different movies that are coming out and what to expect from them. And he talked for just a brief second about Brokeback Mountain, so I grabbed that clip. But he was talking about a whole bunch of other movies, but the movie that, of course, I grabbed the clip from was for Brokeback Mountain. So let's listen to this little bit of CBS Sunday Morning. And I can't for the life of me remember the guy's name, so you have to forgive me. So listen to this.
Since we're going to be working together, I reckon it's time we start drinking together.
Check out the arty but intense Brokeback Mountain, Marlboro Men in Love.
It's nobody's business but ours.
I'm not being flip. Since director Ang Lee's work is about the genuine passion that struggles to break through our culturally mandated roles, the cowboy lovers are the extroverted Jake Gyllenhaal and the recessive Heath Ledger, who speaks with a marble-mouthed lockjaw that's weirdly affecting. Brokeback Mountain is the elemental place outside society where the two discover their natural passion. But is there a place for that passion in civilized society? Can you build, the characters ask, on Brokeback Mountain?
I wish I knew how to quit you.
So that was the review from CBS Sunday Morning News, and I actually think it was a pretty good review. And, again, more press for Brokeback Mountain. I know I've been going on now for 13-some-odd minutes with Brokeback Mountain, but that's the whole, that's all the hype I've been hearing this weekend. And, of course, I've been reading a lot of blogs, and there's several blogs out in California who, gay blogs, who were able to see Brokeback Mountain and absolutely loved it and talked about tissues and all, so... So I think it'll be worth seeing, and I'm really hoping that it works out this weekend, that the boyfriend and I can take some time out of our day and see the movie. Of course, I will speak about it or talk about it on a podcast next week if we are actually able to see the movie. So look forward for that for next week. Now today is, you're hearing this on Thursday. And I don't know if I will have a show on Friday or not. Probably not a podcast. I was actually going to try to hook up the iSight camera and do another little video podcast or video cast, whatever. But I haven't decided for sure about that. Now, finally today, I know this is going to be a short show, but I wanted to play some voicemails that we got and explain a couple things. Oh, excuse me. Oh, excuse me. That's so rude. First up, I got a voicemail from Homer. You know, Homer's my blog buddy from for a long time, and he called the voice line and left a message. So let's take a minute and listen to this voicemail from Homer.
Hey, Archer, it's Homer calling. I just had to compliment you on your beautiful holiday tree, and it's very lovely in your picture. The question I have is, on your podcast, I don't know if you talked about this, but do you have a favorite Christmas story, something that happened to you? I'd be very interested to hear that. trying to think if there's one of them for myself, but I can't think of any at the moment. I hope you're having a lovely day, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you for the message, Homer. I appreciate that very much. I'm glad you like my Christmas tree. Of course, as I said on the earlier podcast, the boyfriend and I decorated that, and I think it looks really nice, even though it's a fake tree. Now, for your question, you asked if I have any Christmas memories to share or like a favorite Christmas memory. And you left this message a couple days ago, and I really have been thinking about this, and I cannot think of any favorite Christmas memory that I can think of. I mean, you know, I've had 41 Christmases now, and I really can't think of one that stands out any more than another one. I do remember one year we actually had snow on Christmas, and it was a bunch of snow, enough that some of my relatives weren't able to come to Christmas. So, you know, I don't really know. So I'm going to have to think about that for, you know, more, and maybe talk about that on another podcast with the boyfriend and find out what his, if he has a favorite Christmas memory or not. But you know, Homer, you're more than welcome to call back and let us know what your favorite Christmas memory is, because actually I should have you back on the show to talk about Christmas, because I read your blog every day, and it sounds like you had a nice Christmas party, your mom's been helping you with the Christmas tree while she's visiting, and so forth. So I hope that you are having a nice holiday season. But anyway, in terms of the favorite Christmas memory, I will definitely have to put some more thought into that and let you know. But right now, I can't think of one. Okay, so thank you, Homer. And then we got another voicemail from Bert of Musings Northwest, and he actually had an issue that he brought up, and I need to speak about it. So let's just take a second here and listen to Bert's voicemail. So let's listen to this.
Hey, Archer, it's Bert again. We'll try this again. I was just calling to leave a comment that I loved your show today, and I really, really like your Christmas tree. It's so beautiful, and just kind of put me in a festive spirit today, so I'm enjoying some gingerbread spice tea. But I just wanted to also let you know that I tried to type a comment on the site, and when I saved it, it showed a bunch of comments from July of earlier this year. I'm not sure which show that was, but then when I go to your website, I don't see any comments that were posted from today. So that's the voicemail to let you know that just really like your tree, and it sounds like you and the boyfriend are having fun and are in the holiday spirit. So anyway, hope you have a great day, and happy holidays. Bye.
Thank you for the voicemail, Bert. I appreciate it very much, and I'm glad you liked the Christmas tree. And yes, the boyfriend and I are having a lovely holiday season. And now to explain what Bert was talking about. On, I guess it was Monday, I had a show, and I named it on my blog, The Boyfriend is Back. Well, as it turns out, there was another post back in July called The Boyfriend is Back. And as I have come to find out since then, HaloScan, who does my comments, associates the comments with the name of the post. Well, so since I had the two posts named exactly the same, on Monday when I posted that show, all of the comments from the July show were showing up in the same comment block. So, and Bert did go ahead and leave another message, left a comment there about the nice Christmas tree, and I appreciate that comment too, Bert. Unfortunately, I did have to rename the post and call it The Boyfriend is Back again, so that HaloScan would associate the comments with that post. Now, since then, since I redid that, there's been about three more comments posted on there from Beth and from Tigger and from Blake, I believe. So thank you guys for the posts. So the comments are working now, but and I certainly appreciate Bert's heads up, because I had no idea that HaloScan was doing that, and it took a little investigation. But once I figured it out, I know now that I cannot name the posts on the blog the same name, because HaloScan treats them as the same, you know, all the comments as the same. So anyway, I do appreciate that Heads up, Bert, and thank you for the comments about the Christmas tree. And I'm glad it put you in a festive mood, and I'm sure that the boyfriend, when he hears that, he will say, oh my gosh, gingerbread scented tea, I guess it was, he said, that he would probably love that. So thank you again, Bert. I would like to encourage the rest of the listeners to, you're more than welcome to leave a comment. The comment line is 1-206-600-4763. You know, I've been saying that so much lately that I have it memorized. I don't have to look anymore on it. And, you know, that reminds me of another thing. We're about at mid-December right now, and I think in terms of Podcast Alley, I know I was trying not to talk about this very much because slowly the votes have been coming in. And I think we're up to 25 votes this month, and that puts us at about 120 on the podcast list. And it would be nice if we could get in the top 100, because I said that was kind of my goal, to be in the top 100 for the end of the year. So if you haven't already voted on Podcast Alley, please do so. You can go to the Archer Radio website, and on the left side, you can type in your address, email address, and click on vote, and that will vote for my show. And don't worry, you won't get spammed by Podcast Alley, because I never have, and I've been doing it for a while. So enough about that, but I do want to remind you one more thing, too, is that my eBay auctions for my artwork are still going, and it looks like, because three new pieces were posted last, I guess, Thursday or Friday, and the auction... Let's see, you're hearing this on Thursday. Oh, so they end today. So check out the auctions on Podcast Alley Auctions, on eBay. And you know what? I know I forgot to put a link, so I think I'll definitely have to put a link in the show notes for the eBay auction. I should probably put that in the sidebar, because I'm going to be doing these auctions for a while now. So anyway. Did I already talk about the weekend, the upcoming weekend? I don't know, but or maybe I did. I don't know, but I'll talk about it again. Friday night, which is tomorrow night, because you're listening to this on Thursday, I am going to the boyfriend's because he's having a dinner party. There's about six of us getting together, and I forget what he's going to make, but so we're having a dinner party on Friday night, and then on Saturday during the day is when I hope to go see Brokeback Mountain with the boyfriend. And then Saturday night, we have one of our holiday parties to go to, and we're going to try to drag our friend David of Dating with David along with us, because I know that there'll be single men at this party, so hopefully he'll meet someone or at least socialize. Hopefully we'll see, because I've kind of talked him into it. But and then on Sunday, the boyfriend and I are going to try to go to one more winery before they close for the winter, and. He still needs, believe it or not, one more sticker because he keeps forgetting to ask for the sticker when we go, one of the last couple wineries we've been to. So he still needs one more sticker, but I'm done. And I said, you better get that sticker because I'm mailing that thing out before the end of the year because I want to get my prize. Now, this will be the last weekend I see the boyfriend until after Christmas so that means we'll probably exchange gifts this weekend. I didn't even think about that. Because on Wednesday, the boyfriend leaves for Louisiana. He's going to spend a week in Louisiana with his family. And it will be his first visit there since Katrina, so he's probably going to be a little shocked at the devastation that he's going to see and how destroyed his boyhood home was and what renovations have taken place. So I think he's going to be in for not really a rude awakening, but he's definitely going to be surprised and probably disappointed and hurt at the devastation he's going to see. So... I'll definitely have to get some reaction from him when he gets back. But he gets back on December 29th, and I have to pick him up from the airport. And then he's going to have a New Year's party. So we're going to spend, I don't know if it's a dinner party or just a New Year's Eve party. I don't know. Of course, I'll talk more about that on another day. But as for now, I think that's all for today. And as I said, you're listening to this on Thursday, but I'm recording this on Tuesday. And right now the weather is calling for some wintry weather on Thursday. So you may be listening to this in snow if you're in the D.C. area, or ice, or sleet, whatever. So I don't really want another day off, but I wouldn't mind a late opening or leaving work early. That would be nice. So, I said this was going to be a short show, and it's already gone 25 minutes. Goodness gracious. So, boys and girls, I will end it now, though. So, of course, leave comments, send me email. Oh, my God, that just reminded me of something else. You know, Henry from Chosen Thought, the Chosen Thought podcast, I know I've talked about it before. It turns out that he was, I knew he was coming to D.C. this past weekend, but it turns out that he was at the exact same concert at the cathedral that the boyfriend and I were at. I thought was so amazing that another podcaster was in the same room. Granted, it was a huge room, but I hadn't met him yet, and I just thought that was interesting. So, Henry, I'm sorry I missed you at the concert. Next time you're in D.C., we're going to have to try to connect. Anyway, so I was trying to end this show, and I was saying that you need to leave comments, send voicemail, and call the voicemail, and vote on podcastalley.com, and check out my artwork on eBay. I guess that's enough reminders. And I'm just going to throw in a shout-out to the PNS Explosion. I'm loving their show. If you haven't heard them, listen to them. Anyway, all right, that's enough for me. So, boys and girls, until next time, bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.